Urban Meyer's condition has been revealed. That story in a moment. But first, expansion. We haven't talked much about it lately because there hasn't been anything to talk about. But could there be some major breaking news on the immediate horizon? Hello and welcome to the Jacob Bunn Show. Once again, I'm Jacob Bunn. And yes, we do have breaking news on the expansion front. The Rivals.com website for the University of Texas, its name is OrangeBloods.com or Texas.Rivals.com, is reporting that the Pac-10 is about to extend an official offer to Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Colorado to become members of the Pac-10 Conference. This would cause the Pac-10 to go from 10 teams to 16 teams. And supposedly, if you thought about this, it would create divisions for the Pac-10. Now, this is all reported by the Texas Rivals site that the Pac-10 is about to offer those six teams from the Big 12. Now, obviously, that would obliterate the Big 12 conference, and it would expand the Pac-10 conference. Major news. Is it about to happen? Well, nothing has been officially reported yet. But you do think that if it is coming out over the wire, usually they want to keep these things private until something happens and then it goes public all at once. If that's the case, then this is just about to happen. All the experts have told us time and time again, it will happen all at once. In the blink of an eye, this conference will take this team, that will cause this conference to take this team, and so on. It'll be a chain of events. The dominoes will fall. Could this be the first domino? If so, it would be a huge one. I don't know if all of those schools would accept their invitations to become members of the Big 12, but if they did, that would increase the Pac-10. To become members of the Pac-10. If they did, that would cause the Pac-10 to go from a big-time conference in the BCS, but one of those second-tier conferences right next to the Big 10, and maybe even a little less than the Big 12, definitely less than the SEC. That would bump the Pac-10 up to, I think, equal playing with the SEC, because then you have 16 teams, and look at the heavy hitters they would get. Oklahoma and Texas, huge, huge names there, as well as the A&M Tech, Oklahoma State, and Colorado is a big name too. So, this could be major news. Now, again, nothing has been officially reported as far as the invitations being officially extended or any invitations being accepted. If they have been extended, this is just reported by the Texas Rivals site that they are prepared to extend invitations to those six teams from the Big 12. But like I said, if they're reporting this, our best guess is something is about to happen. If it happens, it's going to happen quickly, because those teams, if they all decide to go to the Big 12, they're going to go to the Big 12. Well, the Big 12 already has a plan, because they already know what's going on. They'll either dissolve, because it'll be six of their 12 teams. The Big 12 will either dissolve or expand itself and get other teams, but it'll do it immediately. It's not going to wait around. And that's what's so interesting about this story. When it comes, it will come all at once. Has it come yet? Is this just another rumor? I don't know. But if it's being reported by the Texas Rivals site that they're prepared to offer invitations to those six teams, that sounds like there could be some big-time news coming soon. And another dynamic to this is they may not all accept the invitations. I mean, Texas may decide, that's great, let's go. But Oklahoma may say, you know what, we've been in the Big 12 for some time. We don't want the Big 12 to completely dissolve. And plus, Oklahoma would be the big dog then. Texas would be gone. And that's just one scenario. It could happen any number of ways. So all the teams may not accept. But if they did all accept, that would do some serious damage to the Big 12 conference. But that's breaking news, hot off the press, reported yesterday afternoon. Also reported yesterday, some networks have scheduled times for SEC football games the coming up season 2010. We'll give you those in a few minutes. USC is supposed to have the verdict handed them by the NCAA later on today. Keep your eye on bunsports.com, because immediately when that is published, we will have a link to it on the homepage. at BunSports.com. Expansion, of course, the most burning issue of the day. Urban Meyer revealed his condition. Of course, you know, I'll take you back. You remember after the Alabama-Florida SEC championship game, Urban, later on that night, checked himself into a hospital, complained of chest pains. Then the drama began. He resigned as the head football coach of Florida. He went to his players and said, "I'm having some health issues," and he quit. And then he said, after a day or two of thinking about it, "Well, maybe quitting wasn't such a good idea. My life's about football. Maybe I'll come back. But let me just take a temporary leave of absence." So he did, and supposedly he's going to coach the 2010 Florida Gator football team. But who really knows? Well, he revealed at SEC Media Days that his condition that caused him to have second thoughts about his coaching job and quit and then return, all of that, he has given us, the public, the diagnosis, and it is esophageal spasms. What is an esophageal spasm? Does anybody know? What is an esophageal spasm? Esophageal spasms are involved in a condition in which uncoordinated contractions of the esophagus occur. It is thought to result from motility disorders of the esophagus. These spasms do not propel food effectively to the stomach. It can cause chest pain, which is what his symptom was. You can take drugs for this disease. Cold or hot beverages can trigger an esophageal spasm. Oh my, I need to put down my slushie. That's what he has. He has esophageal spasms. But he's supposedly going to coach the 2010 Florida Gator football team. So that is what has held Urban back from being all he can be lately as head coach of the Florida Gators. June 1st, Dennis Dodd wrote an article that said Kansas AD Lou Perkins hinted strongly that his school has been contacted by another conference. Wouldn't it be interesting if Kansas went to the Big Ten? Maybe Missouri? Then you would have an obliteration completely from top to bottom of the Big 12. Because if you lose Kansas, you lose Missouri, Texas, Colorado, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. Who do you have left? Nebraska? You have Baylor left. I don't know. Maybe the SEC will pick up Baylor. But if that happens, think about it from the SEC, and that's our perspective down here. We're from an SEC perspective. What does that do to the SEC? What do you think that does to the SEC? I mean, the SEC will not get Texas. Will not get Texas A&M. I mean, is that, and the Pac-10 will. And like I said earlier, that will elevate the Pac-10, in my opinion, to equal status with the SEC. Because if you have 16 teams, you already have USC and UCLA and Washington and a couple other teams, Arizona, and the SEC, you know, potentially would go after a Clemson or a Florida State or a North Carolina, but that just wouldn't, come on now, that's not the same as a Clemson. Who thinks that, does anybody in here think that's the same as a Texas? Does anybody in here think that's the same get as a Texas? You do? Well, it's not. I don't know, though. If Texas thought it could get an invite from the SEC, which do you think it would prefer? If Texas is like the girl going to the prom, you had no invites at first. No dashing young man had asked her to go to the prom with him yet. Here's the SEC. That's the most popular guy in the whole high school. He's really something else. At least he thinks he is. The Pac-10, though, he's not quite as popular as the SEC, but he could be as popular if he got the girl to go with him. Meaning the Pac-10 could be on an equal plane as the SEC if it got Texas to sign on. So, what then happens to the SEC? The SEC gets none of the big hitters. Would the SEC expand to a Clemson or a Florida State, a North Carolina? Does anybody out there, and again, email me. Email me, mail@bunsports.com, jacob@bunsports.com. I want to hear from you on this. Does anybody think the SEC should, if it doesn't get a Texas or Texas A&M, does anybody think the SEC should expand by adding a Clemson or a Florida State or a North Carolina just for the sake of adding somebody? Another question, if the Pac-10 gets all of the teams it wants to get, if it does indeed offer these teams, if it gets all of them, does the SEC have to then respond? Do you think the SEC do you think Mike Sly feels like, I've got to get somebody to save the day publicity-wise, to say, give the SEC a little airtime? You think he does that? I don't know. Is Clemson or is Florida State or North Carolina a good enough addition? Or is it a situation where the SEC is just adding somebody for the sake of merely adding? It's a good discussion. And we will continue to stay all over it. Like I said, any breaking news on that front or the USC infractions front will be posted on the front of munsports.com. Okay, I do need to get to this. SEC kickoff times have been set for the first several weeks. These are the 2010 SEC early season football games that have been selected for television. First game of the year, we're talking about SEC only, the Southern Miss Golden Eagles at South Carolina. And that one is the, of course, ESPN 6:30 Central kickoff Thursday night game that first week. That's Thursday, September 2nd, ESPN 6:30 Central, Southern Miss playing South Carolina. Saturday, September 4th, Miami of Ohio plays at Florida, defending SEC Eastern champion. An 11 o'clock start on ESPN. Later on that Saturday, Kentucky at Louisville, the old Bluegrass State rivalry. I think it's the battle for the Governor's Cup. Am I correct? Kentucky-Louisville? It is. That is Saturday, September 4th. Of course, it's going to be on ABC at 2:30 Central. Later on that night, LSU plays North Carolina, and that's that Atlanta College Chick-fil-A kickoff game, which Alabama has participated in the last 2 years. It's going to be LSU North Carolina. That's ABC, 7 o'clock Central, like it has been the last 2 years for Alabama Virginia Tech and Alabama Clemson. The next week, SEC still is involved with that Thursday night game. Thursday, September 9th, Auburn is at Mississippi State. That'll be a big game. Auburn and Mississippi State. By the way, stay tuned to Bun Sports for the SEC preview. We're going to preview each team, go down the schedule. Bun Sports is going to make a prediction, the SEC season, each team by team, and then the championship game, and then we will make a prediction about who will be involved in the BCS and who will win the national championship. So that's going to be coming out in the coming weeks. Keep it locked at bunsports.com for that. Anyway, Auburn at Mississippi State, that Thursday, September 9th, 6:30 Central start on ESPN. Don't want to miss that one. That one could be big. I know Auburn fans probably don't want to hear that Mississippi State's going to be a big game this year, but it will be. Mississippi State's on upswing, and Auburn is too. Which of those two teams trying to get to that next level, which of those two teams is going to get a big leg up by beating the other? The following Saturday, September 11th, Georgia at South Carolina is either going to be on ESPN or ESPN2. It's going to be an 11 o'clock start, so an early start in Columbia for that game between the Bulldogs and the Gamecocks. Penn State at Alabama. A lot of people were wondering whether this would be an ABC start. Well, ABC doesn't have the rights to SEC home games, but it will be a 6 o'clock ESPN start Saturday, September the 11th. My guess is College Game Day will be live from Tuscaloosa that day. I think most people would think that, but you never know. You never know. I mean, I don't think Alabama's going to get beat by San Jose State. I don't know who Penn State opens up with, but I don't think they're going to get beat either. So, but you never know. Another game could seem bigger when it comes down, when it comes to that time. And that other game will not be Oregon at Tennessee. Saturday, September the 11th, Oregon at Tennessee, ESPN2, 6 o'clock Eastern. It will be on opposite Alabama. I just don't see Oregon and Tennessee being a big BCS buster kind of game this year. It might be. I don't know. But, you know, Tennessee, now they're not going to get beat by UT Martin in the first week. But they, I don't think, if you're a Tennessee fan, just enjoy this season and have fun just watching them play, because I don't think you're going to have a whole lot of fun watching them win in the SEC anyway. But anyway, that game will be at 6 o'clock opposite Alabama and Penn State on Saturday, September the 11th. Saturday, September the 11th, also that night on ESPN Classic or ESPN2, this is an 8 o'clock start, Ole Miss will play at Tulane. And again, that's on ESPN Classic or ESPN2. Saturday, September the 18th, Arkansas plays at Georgia. That one will be on ESPN or ESPN2. That's another 11 o'clock start. Wow, I see they're really starting to trend here with 11 o'clock starts. I know a lot of people used to complain about the 11:30 Jefferson Pilot. Now it's SEC Network, 11:30 in the morning. Well, now it's 11. So, anyway, the Arkansas at Georgia game will be on ESPN or ESPN2 at 11 o'clock on Saturday, September the 18th. Penn State will play Youngstown State to open up. So, wow, you know, that could be a dangerous game. Are they the Penguins? Saturday, September the 18th. Later on, after the Arkansas-Georgia game, Alabama plays at Duke. Now, this was an interesting one because it's at Duke, so the ACC television contract has the rights to this game. So it's going to be on ABC at 2:30 Central. Alabama at Duke, that's Saturday, September the 18th. Later on that night, Clemson plays at Auburn. That'll be another interesting game. Boy, Auburn's involved in a lot of good games. I don't know if that's good or bad early on. Clemson plays at Auburn. That's going to be a 6 o'clock start on Saturday, September the 18th on ESPN. And then that afternoon at 2:30, opposite the Alabama-Duke game on ABC, CBS. We always love it when Vern Lundquist and Gary Danielson's voices come over the CBS television screen. And that music plays. First game on CBS, Saturday, September the 18th, 2:30 p.m., the traditional first game. It's been the first game for a couple years now, Florida at Tennessee. It'll be a great contest until the kickoff. It's in Neyland Stadium, and fans will be leaving early. CBS will have a double hitter, 11 o'clock and 2:30, on November the 13th. Here are the games for November the 13th. Alabama plays Mississippi State, that's in Tuscaloosa. Georgia is at Auburn. These are just SEC contests, not out of conference. Ole Miss is at Tennessee. South Carolina is at Florida. Vanderbilt is at Kentucky. So definitely some good games to choose from there, and that's why they picked the double hitter then, Saturday, November the 13th, on CBS. One will be at 11, one will be at 2:30. And then, as always, the Georgia-Florida game has been set. That's Saturday, October the 30th, CBS Sports, 2:30 Central, Georgia-Florida. The SEC Championship game will be played this year at 3 o'clock, as it was last year, I believe. 3 o'clock Central, Saturday, December 4th, on CBS. So there's a look, the early SEC TV selections for the early 2010 season, and some they're locking in for later on in the year. USC findings to come out. Keep it here at bunsports.com for the latest on that. We'll get you that information when it is released. And this expansion story has just blown up over the course of the last 14 or 16 hours, and we are going to continue to bring you coverage of that also. Front page of bunsports.com. OrangeBloods.com, reporting that the Pac-10 is prepared to offer invitations to Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and Colorado to become members of the Pac-10 conference, which would totally wreck the Big 12. You got any questions, any comments, suggestions, any news? The email addresses are jacob@bunsports.com, mail@bunsports.com. We have a Facebook page now, so you can like us on Facebook, Bun Sports, and then, of course, you can always follow me on Twitter for the latest. I'm Jacob Bunn for our team here at Bun Sports. We'd like to wish you a very good week, and keep it right here for all the latest up-to-date news. Once again, Chip Brown of the Texas Rivals site says that the Pac-10 is ready to offer Texas and five other Big 12 schools to become members of the Pac-10 Conference. Should be very interesting. We'll be back with you next week. We have a great show on tap. Not going to give anything away, but you need to tune in. It will definitely be a move in the more entertaining direction, even for me. I'm really excited about it. So tune us in next week. It'll be next Friday when it comes out. Read my column Monday. All of this you can access on bunsports.com. SEC previews will be coming out, too, sporadically during the next several weeks. We'll go from every team. We'll go through every team in the SEC regular season, then the SEC championship, and then we'll preview the BCS and who will be Bunsports national champion. I'm Jacob Bunn. For this week's edition of the Jacob Bunn Show, we say so long. See you next week.